coming Wednesday, April 14th, and Thursday, April 15th, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour Bible study from 4 in the afternoon Central Time on April 14th through 4 in the afternoon Central on April 15th. Issues Etc. 24, Wednesday, April 14th, and Thursday, April 15th. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
All right, it's that time, as it is every Friday afternoon here on Issues Etc., your chance to vote for Soundbite of the Week. You listen all week. Sometimes you listen live, you listen on demand, and you hear these things. So do we, and we pick them out. We cut them down to soundbites so that you can listen to them in short order and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. When you call, you get top priority in your vote. That doesn't mean we count your vote anymore. It just means we go to your votes first. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can also email your votes to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at @issuesetc. The best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Tom Eckstein. Does God give you what you deserve?
Very often people have this idea, especially if you're a pastor, that you're standing sort of on this platform of righteousness hovering above them. And what I'll usually say to level the playing field is I'll begin with a question. I'll say, you know, what do you think God would give me right now if he gave me what I deserved? And very often people will say, well, you're a pastor. You know, you do all these wonderful things. You know, God would commend you. He would bless you. I said, no, if God were to give me what I deserve, I'd be in hell right now. And usually I get a lot of open mouths at that point. But then I explain to them, I'm saying that because I am sitting before you as a fellow sinner who deserves absolutely nothing from God except his wrath. But the good news I have for you today is that God doesn't want to give us what we deserve. Instead, he has given us Jesus.
That's soundbite number one. Do you think it should be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. John Morris, we were talking about missing links in human evolution.
A missing link. You know what a missing link is, don't you? I don't either. I mean, a missing link, we don't know what it is because it's missing. Evolution depends on millions of missing links, and they don't have any. They have a few that they can trot out and misrepresent for a week or two, and then it gets thrown out. But missing links are missing. For crying in the bucket, they're missing. Evolution is based on missing evidence. I think they just, it's like the emperor's new clothes. There are none. We're winning, guys. The creation idea is the one that's supported by science, not the lack of evidence as evolution depends on.
And that's soundbite number two. If you think it should be soundbite of the week, send your vote to us right here in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three this week. It comes from Pastor Daniel Preuss. We've been doing a series with him on Christ-centered theology, various mountains, and he started talking about the means of grace. And he has a great illustration of why we don't turn down one means of grace just because we have another.
A man is given permission to walk into a field. And in this field, he picks up a bag and he discovers that it's filled with diamonds. And the man who sent him out into this field told him that he could keep whatever he found. So this is very precious. He keeps this bag of diamonds. He walks around a little bit more and he finds a bag of rubies. So what does he do with the rubies? Well, he throws them away, doesn't he, because he already has diamonds. Well, no, of course not. And then he walks a little bit further, and he finds a bag of emeralds. And he says, well, I've already got diamonds and rubies. Why would I need emeralds? And so he leaves those lying there. Is this the way a person would act? Of course not. Well, God brings us the same word and the same benefits in three different ways, through the preached gospel, through baptism, and through the Lord's Supper. But it's the same word of God that comes to us and the same promise of the gospel.
That was soundbite number three. If you want to vote for it for soundbite of the week, talk back at issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Get ready to call, to email, and to Twitter us with your votes, because here's soundbite number 4 from Pastor Will Wheaton, quoting from Johann Gerhardt on The Great Exchange.
The master dies instead of the servant. In place of the debtors, the faithful one. The physician dies for the good of the patient. The shepherd rescues his sheep. The king dies for the sins of his subject. The peacemaker for the warriors. The creator dies for his creation. God himself wins man's salvation. What now should the servant, the debtor, the sick one, the sheep, the nation, the multitude do? What should the creature, mankind, do? In love, extol his Redeemer.
And now it's time to play Soundbite of the Week. You've heard our 4 sound bites. Pastor Tom Eckstein, Does God Give You What You Deserve? John Morris on Missing Links in Evolution. Pastor Daniel Preuss, an illustration on the means of grace. And Pastor Will Wheaton with Johann Gerhardt on The Great Exchange of Christ at the Cross. Give us a call and vote for Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, April the 9th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us with your votes right here in the studio. We get them live. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter your votes to us at issuesetc, at issuesetc. If you're at the Facebook fan page, you can also vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, and we'll get your votes as well. 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, April the 9th. When we come back, your votes, your phone calls, your email for Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Coming Wednesday, April 14th, and Thursday, April 15th, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour Bible study from 4 in the afternoon Central Time on April 14th through 4 in the afternoon Central on April 15th. Issues Etc. 24, Wednesday, April 14th, and Thursday, April 15th. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
Do you find the book of Revelation to be discomforting, discouraging, and downright difficult? Well, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a lay-friendly commentary on Revelation. It's titled Concordia Popular Commentary, Revelation. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Concordia Popular Commentary, Revelation by Dr. Lewis Brighton. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
And it's time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Last few minutes here of Issues Etc. is entirely devoted to your phone calls, your email, and your Twitter votes for Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at IssuesETC or send an email, talkback at IssuesETC.org. Here's Kathy in St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Yeah, hi, Pastor. Yeah, I would vote for Tom Eggstein. Does God give you what you deserve? I think that's just a good constant reminder that we don't get what we deserve, and thank God for that.
Kathy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Charles as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Here's Scott listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm also voting for Pastor Eckstein's soundbite. You'll scarcely hear a better application of law and gospel delivered under 40 seconds. Also, it made me realize that when you say, I hope they get what they deserve, you just might be saying, I hope they burn in hell.
Yeah, that's pretty sobering, isn't it? Scott, thank you very much. Well, here's a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Paul the Horse in Milwaukee, casting a vote for Soundbite of the Week and briefly offering reason why. All the soundbites give examples to make a point. Pastor Eckstein's example of the preacher as fallen as his hearers is true, but so is the preacher as rock star equivalent, as Democratic equal, as Pastor Jake, quote-unquote, on a name tag or in the church bulletin, and worse, pastor as hired help. Pastors Preuss and Wheaton's topics are central to the faith. One vote for the latter for his account of the Great Exchange. As to licensed hunters in the field seeking the bags of means of grace, all of value, if we are in the field with the bags, thinking that we are searching in truth, are we not actually not moving because we are dead? Quote, I cannot by my own reason or strength come, et cetera, unquote. Thanks for listening.
And thank you for your vote there in, where was it? That was up in Milwaukee. Thank you very much for the Milwaukee vote and listening there as well. Rick in Rockford, Illinois says my choice for soundbite of the week would have to be soundbite number one, where Pastor Tom Eckstein clearly teaches law and gospel. That's a theme here among those voting for him. By starting with how he deserves to be in hell right now as a fellow sinner. He has no platform for self-righteousness, only God's grace. The other soundbites were pretty good, but in three, Preuss's comparison to diamonds, rubies, etc. makes it sound as if there are different treasures. In Word and Sacrament, we have the same treasure in all three. And I think Pastor Preuss did say that, by the way, the Word of God, the proclaimed Word, water and the Word in baptism, the Word of Jesus, take and eat, this is my body, drink of this is my blood. It's all the same treasure in three forms. And I think that's where the illustration probably reaches its limit. But thank you very much for the vote as well, Rick in Rockford, Illinois. Janet in Livonia, Michigan says, as usual, they're all good, but in this post-Easter week, Will Wheaton's wins. It's a great way to describe the sacrifice of Christ for us. Pastor Eckstein's is a close second. I'm so glad God doesn't give me what I deserve. Thank you very much, Janet. Thanks for listening in Michigan. In Indian Head, Maryland, via Facebook, Michael says, I will say I have to vote for soundbite number one. I like how Pastor Eckstein puts it. It puts him, the pastor, on equal footing with whoever he is talking to. Very good thinking there, Michael, in Indian Head, Maryland. From Facebook also, Frank and Kerry, Illinois, voted for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, Johann Gerhardt on the Great Exchange. Thank you for your vote and for listening in Illinois. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, my vote for soundbite of the week is Pastor Eckstein, soundbite number one. When your pastor makes clear he deserves nothing but hell on his own, it becomes very difficult for any member of the congregation to think that they could do better by themselves. You're right. Thank you very much, Dennis. Becky in Edwardsville, Illinois says, pure Will Wheaton, pure joy. I assume that's a vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, quoting Johann Gerhardt. Still time for your votes. Soundbite number one, Pastor Tom Eckstein, does God give you what you deserve? 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number two, John Morris on missing links in evolution. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three, Pastor Daniel Preuss with an illustration on the means of grace. 1-877-623-6943. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton with a quote from Johann Gerhardt on the Great Exchange. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. www.pastorxtonight.org. By the way, while you're at it, when you get some time this weekend, call our Issues Etc. comment line. Because coming up in just about 5 days, we're going to be celebrating 24 hours of continuous broadcast of Issues Etc. with the Issues Etc. 24. And we want to hear from our listeners why they listen. We want a chance to play some of their thoughts during those 24 hours. Call the comment line. This weekend is a great time. When you get your spare time, because it's always open for you, it's 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384, and answer the question, why do you listen to Issues Etc.? We really do want to hear from you. Michael in West Valley, Utah says, Pastor Eckstein brings up a great point. A lot of people don't realize that there's what they're saved from, God's wrath. His wrath would condemn us to hell. That might be why some might not understand that's what we all deserve. Good bite, great bite, he says, in West Valley. Now, the winner is soundbite number one by a long mile, Pastor Tom Eckstein. Does God give him or you what he or you deserve?
Very often people have this idea, especially if you're a pastor, that you're standing sort of on this platform of righteousness hovering above them. And what I'll usually say to level the playing field is I'll begin with a question. I'll say, you know, what do you think God would give me right now if he gave me what I deserved? And very often people will say, well, you're a pastor. You know, you do all these wonderful things. You know, God would commend you. He would bless you. I said, no, if God were to give me what I deserve, I'd be in hell right now. And usually I get a lot of open mouths at that point. But then I explain to them, I'm saying that because I am sitting before you as a fellow sinner who deserves absolutely nothing from God except his wrath. But the good news I have for you today is that God doesn't want to give us what we deserve. Instead, he has given us Jesus.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. The LPR bundle package goes to Michael in Indian Head, Maryland, for listening to the sound bites and voting as well. Thanks again to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week with us. When you go to church this weekend, you're going to be sitting next to, in front of, behind some people who may have never listened to Issues Etc. They may not even know it exists. A lot of people don't know it exists. When you go to church this weekend, you're talking with them, shaking their hands, making your small talk before or after church. Mention that something's coming up this next week on Issues Etc. It's a chance for someone who's never listened to sit down at any time in 24 hours and listen live to the very best of Issues Etc. and get a real in-depth Bible study at the same time and get a good feel for what Issues Etc. is all about all year round. We're doing Issues Etc. 24. It's 24 hours of continuous live broadcast of Issues Etc. It starts Wednesday next week, April the 14th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it runs for 24 continuous hours with live guests and Bible study for those 24 hours all through the hours of the night, the early morning, and into the next day until 4 o'clock on Thursday, April the 15th. Issues Etc. 24. We'll be studying books of the Bible with the very best expert guests on those books in depth, 2 hours on each of the books of the Bible that we will be studying. So tell your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. 24. You can find out more about Issues Etc. 24 by watching our new YouTube video. Very well done by Pastor Gallus. Yet again, he hits a home run. It's issuesetc.org. Go to the support page. Scroll down. You'll find the Issues Etc. 24 video you can watch. It'll tell you everything you need to know about Issues Etc. 24. I can't think of anything that comforts me more on a day-to-day basis as a Christian and as the kind of sinner that I know I am. I imagine the only person who knows my sin better is God himself, because I can fool others into thinking that I don't deserve what I do deserve. But it's very difficult as a Christian when you have God's word staring you in the face to continue to lie to yourself about what you deserve. Are you any better than anyone else? No. And if you know your own sin better than anyone else other than God, you have to judge yourself as the chief of sinners. What do I deserve? What did St. Paul say he deserved? He said he deserved, he was a murderer, a blasphemer, a wicked man, and he deserved wrath and hell. But, St. Paul says, I was shown mercy. Your Pastor Eckstein put it so well. What do I deserve all by myself? I deserve to be in hell right now. God doesn't even have to wait till the end of my life, till judgment day, to make that judgment. If God gave me what I deserved right now, that's where I'd be right now, dead and dead eternally, perishing eternally, under God's wrath. But God does not want to give us what we deserve. He wants to give us Jesus. He wants to give us what Christ deserves, what Christ earned for us at the cross. Not wrath, not hell, not punishment, not death, but mercy and forgiveness and life, all in Jesus Christ, and all because of Jesus Christ. Nothing comforts me more. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.